Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor to have the man that owns the city of Philadelphia, Eagles center Jason Kelce on the line. Hi, Jason.
Angela, how we doing?
I haven't had a chance to congratulate you since your incredible run here. What's it feel like to own the city of Philadelphia?
It's a great feeling. Obviously, the city is still electric. I mean, anytime we go out in public, anytime I'm getting breakfast, no matter what, people make sure to let me know how thankful they are. And it's something that every single time you go out, you get reminded of just what, we in this whole city accomplished.
Did you, I mean, let's go back 1 year, all right, Jason, before any of this stuff happened. Did you ever imagine it could, that all this great stuff would line up and you'd have the year you've just had?
I mean, that's always the goal. I think that every, you know, as a professional athlete, I guess you're kind of like, it's weird because the mindset every year going into the season is that you're going to have this great season and the team's this much better and you're going to be this much more improved. I think that last year there was certainly a level of talent on the team, as Doug mentioned in the preseason. But I thought that if you would have asked me in preseason whether I was going to, you know, have an all-pro season and the team was going to play the way they did and we were going to be Super Bowl champions beating the New England Patriots, you know, that's a tough task for any team. So I think that looking back on it, it was an incredible season, an incredible run, and we're looking at doing the same this year.
Let's go right to the moment. The ball drops, the Hail Mary by Brady drops to the ground. What's your first thought when you won it all? What's that feel like? Just describe that moment.
Yeah, I remember watching that ball, because I think BG almost got a sack on it, so I almost ran on the field thinking he was going to get a sack. But as soon as the ball started flying in the air, I'm just staring at it and staring at it and staring at it. And the moment it hits the ground, I run onto the field knowing there's no time left. But even as I'm running on the field, I'm still waiting for a whistle to blow. I'm waiting for a flag. I'm waiting for somebody to tell me that this isn't real. It was the most surreal moment of my life. The stadium was I in my own mind, and I'm sure this isn't the way it happened, but I could have heard a pin drop because I was in my own mind trying to process whether this had actually happened or whether we had actually done it. And, you know, I think that that's something that now I'm able to.
Yo, check 1-2, test 1-2.
Because at the time it was a very odd feeling, and I've never quite felt like that. Just one of the most surreal moments of my life.
Well, I got it. That was an awesome description, by the way. But one thing we've learned about you that we kind of knew, Jason, because we talked to you every week, you're really good at putting stuff into words. And your speech was the greatest speech at a parade in the history of sports. And I just got to know, when you look back on it now, right, was any of it planned? I mean, how much the Mummers thing was planned, I'm sure, but like when you got up there to speak, did you know exactly how you were going to lay it out?
I did have like an overall direction, and I knew, and I've touched on this a couple times, but I couldn't really sleep after the Super Bowl. I mean, especially leading up to the parade, I was still like lying awake every night till like 2 or 3 in the morning, running over the whole course of the season and really running over the whole course of my career and in my whole football life, really. And you know, a lot of the things that were said in that speech had been built up over a career of football and a mindset of being an underdog. Just as a football player in general. And I think that as I thought more about that stuff, it was really easy to find the correlation to the rest of the team, to the front office, to the head coach, to the city of Philadelphia. Those things all came just from lying awake at night. And it was at that moment, around 3 a.m. the night before, that I realized I wanted to hit on all these different pieces. You know, didn't write anything down, but had a very clear direction, I think, in my head of, you know, what I was trying to convey to the audience. Obviously the song at the end, that was something that I heard, you know, a couple days before that, or in some of the videos watching after we won the game, of fans and everything. And I wanted to hit that song at the end because I thought it kind of correlated to the city of Philadelphia pretty well.
Well, I hope you understand that right now it's ranked just ahead of the Gettysburg Address. I mean, that's how popular that speech is. What was the reaction like in the days after that, Jace?
Oh, man, I thought it was going to be a good speech. I did not expect it to get the recognition that it did. You know, it made pretty national headlines. But more importantly, I think the city of Philadelphia really responded to it and gravitated towards it. And that's what made me the happiest, because I thought that it really did. My main goal was just to give a voice to, you know, all the people that have been through years of suffering, seasons of suffering. And I think that everybody still to this day makes sure to tell me that I hit the nail on the head, which is good, because especially with that parade route and the amount of beers that we had and everything along the route, I'm surprised that it went so well at the end of the thing.
Hey, Jason, and then I'm sure it was planned ahead of time, but then you got married, and we have met your wife, and she's awesome also.
Yes.
Did that make even that event more special because it's part of this magical year you're having?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. My brother started at the bachelor party, started calling it two-ring season.
Check, you know, one, two. Test, one, two.
Incredible year.
Testing, one, two. Check, check.
Obviously, we
two, one, two. Test, one, two.
I ended up getting married to my wife. We bought a house. We're hitting a lot of milestones. I don't know really where it's going to go from here. I don't know if we can go up much more. I think we're pretty much at the top of the mountain. So it's been a really, really good year for us.
Well, this leads to my last question, Jason. It's so important that we know this. Is okay. The underdog still hungry? Are you still hungry? Do you want another one?
Yeah. No, I think that there's no doubt that we're still hungry. You know, I think that when you've been starving for a Super Bowl for 52 years, a championship for, 56, you know, one bowl of food isn't going to feed the beast. You know, we got to keep this thing rolling. Obviously, the mantra this year probably won't be underdogs, but, you know, we're still a bunch of hungry dogs, that's for sure.
I love it. I got to tell you, Jason, I hope you know what that accomplishment meant to so, so, so many people in this city. And you, no matter what else happens in your career or your life, you always have a special place in this city for what you did. And I hope you know that. I assume you do, but I'm not even sure yet you know the full impact of what you did for this city, you and your teammates and that team last season.
Well, I appreciate it, Angelo. And, you know, I certainly hope so. We plan on setting our roots down in Philadelphia. We've absolutely loved being here, and I'm just happy that we finally got it done.
Well, congratulations on all the great stuff you've done, Jason. Thank you, and good luck next season.
Thank you, Angelo. Thank
great
you.
Jason Kelce. Boy, he describes it great, too, doesn't he, Al? What a thing. I could just listen all day to reminiscences of that accomplishment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.